Okay, let's just get into it. Welcome to English as a Broken Language, probably the least fluent podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iVoox, or any other platform you are listening this on. My name is Miguel Ángel García Otalora, although my friends prefer to call me Miguel. Happy New Year, I guess. Brand new, fresh 2022. Let's hope this is the good one in terms of health, mobility. yeah, I hope you are great and I wish you the best. For this, we also, brand new year, but we also surpassed the podcast anniversary, and unsurprisingly, I didn't do anything special for it. In fact, I didn't do anything at all. And so, yeah, it looked like this podcast was dead, was buried in the cemetery, but it's not. It's not yet. It is in the hospital, it is in the intensive care unit, and it is undergoing some CPR, reanimation process, but slowly you can hear some beep, beep, beep. So, we might have some continuity on this. Let's hope for the best. I'll try my best, I promise. by the way, I don't know if you are able to hear this. Yeah, don't try, don't try. It's nothing, it's just silence. Let me tell you a short story. When I started recording this podcast a year ago, a little bit more, I was living in Malaga, and I was living actually closer to one of the main roads, although that is really noisy, although Malaga is noisy as a whole. But yeah, you got like lots of traffic, people shouting, the delivery guys, motorbikes, ambulances, police, sometimes everything at the same time. At that time, I was using a different type of microphone to record this podcast, and it's called a dynamic microphone. Yeah, that's not important. The only thing is that this type of microphone kind of is designed to cancel the noise that is surrounding it, to just capture what is in front of it. Despite that, I had a lot of noise bleeding through the mic, and I have to apply some filters and some shit on the mix, and I really bad mixing, so that's why it uses to sound not so good. But here I'm just using a humble field recorder. It's this like small recorder that people use like to record, for example, interviews, like the journalist type of device, you know. And these type of microphones are designed to capture like everything around it. So if you have noise around, it kind of bleeds much more into the mix that with this microphone I'm mentioning. But here, this is enough because it's really silent. I'm just highlighting this, the silence, because it just struck me. Like I came back a couple of days ago to Denmark, to the little town of Esbjerg, where I live. Yeah, it's so different. It's so different. Yeah, basically here, I'm just kind of isolated, but I mean, it's for several reasons, of course. It's the exam period, so it is this time of the year where you go to your room, close the door, and you don't leave, or just go to the library and study there, but with Corona, it's more difficult. And yeah, also my flatmate hasn't even arrived. A lot of people is abroad or not able to even to travel back to Denmark because of new restrictions. Yeah, so I have spent a few days like alone, and I think I have got like sensible or something because of the contrast. It was like so huge because this year I was really lucky that I managed to go back home for Christmas. This is the first time that I managed to go back for Christmas while living abroad, because usually it doesn't make much sense because flights are sometimes absurdly expensive, and you are also missing on the opportunity to get to know the traditions in a different place. So I usually just stayed in the place. But this time, since I'm here to study a bachelor and I will be here for, in the best of the cases, like 3 years, for me and especially for my parents, for my family and friends, decided that I should. It is nice that to go back on Christmas. Like, it's the time to go back. Christmas and probably summer are the best time. Before I usually used to go back on February, which is also a time I love because it's my birthday. It's the time that we start abandoning the short days. And I love that. But anyways, I went back to Malaga. I was nine days there. It's been amazing. It's been amazing because I just got this, this perfect frame where I knew I would have like those a few days, and I decided to don't even try to study. Or just overlook a couple of things, but yeah, no, I really didn't study, and I just decided to spend that time with my people, and yeah, it allowed me to being present and yeah, just enjoying it. While other times, if I'm used to see the people more. On a more regular basis, maybe I'm not that motivated, or I'm thinking in my everyday problems and all that. But yeah, where was I? No, yeah. Then so I went back to Malaga, and yeah, it's just a silly, simple thought I wanted to share with you, and it's how I already have a life, you know? I came here to Denmark to study. I'm kind of, I'm career shifting, I'm starting in engineering, and learning a new language, I'm learning Danish. I already passed like the first exam and starting the second module, and I'm doing all these things like building like new life because I objectively know that is the best for me, and actually it is what makes me happy to keep busy and to work on something that both I like. It doesn't create me anxiety, and I know it's gonna be good for my future, so it's like the perfect mix. But I already have a life in my city. Probably I don't have a job, or I don't have a good job, and I won't have it. That is the bad thing there. But yeah, my people is there, my memories are there. I have the possibility I could spend, you know, every day of the rest of my life just meeting with my friends and chatting and doing really nothing. You know, this is a life I could have. I guess that's what rich people do, I don't know. But you know, I love what I'm doing and I'm really grateful and I'm hyper privileged. You don't know how much. This is crazy to have this opportunity. But yeah, there's, I don't know, other life. There's all the people there. And yeah, it just struck me, you know, it hit me like really hard, you know, this time. And yeah, it's funny because when I go in the plane, I meet with Danes and I share like the row or whatever. And of course, they are coming to Malaga for holidays as well. So they are like, why are you going to Denmark to live if you live in Malaga? And I'm like, yeah, I want to have some kind of future, you know. But yeah, they go, they are doing the same as I do. They go to Spain for holidays and then they return to their normal life. But in their normal life, they have their families and friends there. And I have them a couple thousand kilometers. So how much is it? 3,000? 4,000? I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, some distance away. But yeah, this is the most stupid podcast ever. Just realizing that you are a migrant. But yeah, I am. And yeah, it's just I think, I guess when I start the routine here and when people comes along and there is social activities again here in Esbjerg and all that, it will be better. But it just caught me off guard. And yeah, but for now I just have to focus and to study, to do my best at the exams. Yeah, eat healthy. There is no that much else that I have to do. So by the way, I have just listened to what I recorded. I usually try not to listen to it, and it is because of a reason. Now I don't want to publish it, but yeah, I have to because I have to get back to studying. Yeah, just a couple of things to finish off. Yeah, first, just say it again that yeah, I mean, I have an hyper privileged case because I'm just really, yeah, I'm just one flight distance to my city, or one bus, one flight distance. Just a few hours, and it's kind of affordable, and there's no conflict where, like, a war or something like that where I live, or what I want to go back from. So yeah, I have met people that weren't able to return back to their homes, or their homes doesn't exist anymore once they migrated. Yeah, Yeah. But yeah, I'm just feeling really stupid, but still, it is what I feel, so I think it's fair to share it, is it? And another thing, actually not all my friends are in Malaga, of course. I have many friends abroad, both friends that were abroad when I met them, because they are from these countries, and friends that are from Malaga and now they live abroad. Actually, most of the audience of this podcast is friends of mine that now live abroad, actually. Yeah, those three or four people. But anyways, a shout out to them. A shout out to you. And yeah, thank you for listening. Hope to see you in a few weeks. I hope you have a really nice day.